I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
You know, my wife went with a friend to the soccer game.
Show. Oh, wait a second. On 97.1 FM Talk.
This is all new to me. Plus, I've barely been on the air for the last 3 months, so let's face it. I'm sorry about that. I am so sorry that I did not allow my proper intro to start. So my wife goes to the soccer game on Saturday night with a friend, and I was teasing her a little bit because she was going to wear, we are very fond of the XXXY athletic gear. And I thought, well, if someone makes a big deal out of you having a hat that says XXXY Athletics, could they kick you out? Per the MLS policy, I think they could. But here's what I was told, by the way. I was told that the team has decided to, this is an MLS policy that got the guy kicked out with the MAGA hat. It is not a city policy or a stadium policy. So the word that I got inside information is that the family, the ownership basically said, no, we're not doing this. We're not kicking people out for reasons like this. If you get complaints, direct them to guest services and we'll deal with it beyond that. So that's why there were no more incidents, if you will, over the weekend. But I think that's kind of common sense and should have been implemented in the first place. Okay, so here's my story that I probably over-dramatized with you guys, but it just seems like something, and I think Sue will agree, that would have happened to me. Some of this goes back to April. So when I was getting ready to go to Greece, my driver's license was expiring and my tags expired in April, right? Ooh. So I wanted to get the tags done in particular. Well, actually both, because of the road closing near my home, Hillsborough Road, and we knew that people, like, we were doing this. We were sneaking through there, and the cops, they were threatening to pull us over, right? So mm-hmm. I thought, oh, man, if I get a tag, you know, I'm going to get a ticket for this. I'm going to get a ticket for that. So I wanted to make sure that the tags were done anyway, and they needed to be, even though I'm lackadaisical on that. So I go to the DMV that one morning in April before the trip, and I get the tags, and then it's a separate line, you know, to get your license and the real ID and everything. So I'm like, there's no way. I mean, I was in the line for more than an hour for the tags. There's not a chance in hell that I'm going to sit here for another hour and a half, which was approximately the time frame I was looking at. So I did not get the license renewed. So Greece comes, I come back, I'm not feeling great. I've had these challenges for people who didn't hear the opening or the explanation. I had a pretty, I would describe it as a pretty severe mental health crisis. Yeah. And I'll go into more details at some point. We don't want to bore people with that right now. The good thing is I'm trying to push forward and get back on the horse and everything like that. So I don't get the license renewed. I'm at a doctor's appointment 2 weeks ago. It'll be 3 weeks ago on Wednesday. And it's in Brentwood, and I'm cutting through on Elm to go to 44 because that's the easiest way to go to Brentwood. So I'm coming back from the doctor's appointment. It's like 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, 10:15, and I'm going through the intersection of Elm and Lockwood, right downtown in Webster Groves, where all the white guilty people usually hold the signs, the Black Lives Matter signs. It's really right there at that corner. So I recognize at one point that I'm in a turning lane only, and I'm not in the line to go right, you know, down Elm across Lockwood.
Right.
So I kind of cheat a little bit, and I, you know, it was an honest mistake. I didn't know it was a turn lane. I don't come from that direction that often. So I eased into traffic, and next thing I know, I got a cop behind me, and I got lit up, and I'm pulled over. I pull into a neighborhood. I'm like, okay. And he comes to my passenger door. It's a Webster Groves police officer. And I roll the window down and I said, hello. And he says, license and proof of insurance. I'm like, is this because I merged from the turning lane? He goes, no, sir, we'll get to that in a second. I'm like, okay. So he's pretty stern with me.
Yeah.
And then I have to tell him. So I'm handing him license. And I've been carrying my passport card because that is, you know, my form of ID if I need to do anything. I think I did have to show somebody that at one time at the bank or something. I have no idea. So, but I kept it with me because it looks like a license, the passport.
Okay.
It's not my actual passport. It's a passport card. So he goes, why are you giving me two IDs? I'm like, well, because
mine's expired.
And like an idiot, here's what I say, because I'm frazzled. And I said, dude, I just got to tell you, I came from a doctor's office and I'm kind of going through this mental health thing right now. And I was trying to offer excuses for not getting the license renewed, which was somewhat valid, although I procrastinate anyway. And I think you guys know me pretty well. You probably say, even if I didn't have anything, I probably wouldn't have gotten it renewed. Fair enough. So he says, okay, well, here's what I want you to do. Put your hands on the steering wheel. Do not move them. I'm like, okay, I'm going to come around and get you out of the car. I'm like,
get you out of the car?
Yeah, he's going to get me out of the car. I'm like, okay. So at this point, if I'm black, I'm dead. I just want you to know this. I'm kidding, obviously. But I got grips on the steering wheel. He comes around, and then the door is locked. So I kind of have to wing. I'm like, hey, dude, I got to open the car. He gives me the okay. So he gets me out. I have my hands up against the car. He pats me down. I do a little frisk thing.
Oh, my
gosh. Do you have any weapons in the car, anything like that, or explosives? I'm like, no, I don't. I do not. Well, here's why we pulled you over. This license plate, and I don't know if it was a camera that caught it or if it was his car, whatever the technology is, the license plate came up as a warrant
that was issued for that car.
So I said, guy, and there was another officer that came, and these guys were great, by the way. I said, look, the only thing I can think of is I had this issue in the city of St. Louis. Remember I told you about this. And I was worried about it. I had Brad Young check, and the file was closed, so there was nothing. Because I was specifically worried that if I got pulled over in with that road closing situation, that I'd be, you know, arrested because of a warrant or something like that. No, that wasn't it. So then I can hear the radio chatter, and it was hotter than hell this day.
I asked
the officer, I said, can we go into the shade maybe? And he said, yeah. And he says, well, sometimes there's things, you know, cars leave the, you know, scene of a accident or a crime or something like that, and the license plate gets in there. No,
what?
It was actually, there was a warrant. It was not for me. It was for my wife, because my wife is technically registered with my car. I'm registered on her car. Don't ask. It's just one of those things that happen. But here's what it was for. And this is kind of ridiculous. The warrant was outstanding because there was an incident in 2023 in Warren County, and the only ticket that she got was for failure to provide insurance. So apparently a letter went out. I don't remember seeing it. I don't know if Becky, I have no idea. There was a court date that was set for last July.
Okay.
We didn't show up for the court date because it got overlooked or whatever. At that point, and I'm just telling you, I get the mail and I go through all the bills. I don't remember seeing anything about this. I could have easily overlooked it.
Yeah.
But there was a court date that was set, and there was no appearance. So then a warrant goes out for that. And the cop comes back and says, look, you're good. He did write me a ticket for getting my license, you know, having an expired license, which, by the way, I have corrected. I haven't gotten the actual license in the mail.
Go.
But he said, look, he goes, I'm going to be honest with you. If your wife was driving the car, or if your wife gets pulled over for another reason, she's going to be arrested.
Yeah.
So she could have been with Alexa's friends or something like that and been arrested. That would have been an interesting story. Thankfully, Brad Young, God bless you, I owe him. Everything got taken care of. We provided the proof of insurance. The prosecutor said, okay, there's not even going to be a fine. But man, that freaked me out because I didn't know what was going on. And, you know, I got to compliment the cop because the cop was really cool in the end. I mean, he didn't know who he was dealing with or what he was dealing with. He just knew it was a warrant. So
right.
I had to go through the official steps. And he said, look, you did great. And he even said to me, look, I deal with anxiety as well, so I hope you get better on that front. And it was but he was doing his job at first. Because,
yes,
again,
was.
I could have been, and people lie all the time anyway.
Well,
I could have said, I don't know if the thing about a warrant. So it turned out well, but it was a little... It's a little daunting there for a few minutes. But I did go to the DMV like 3 days later, and I got my license.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I will say one more thing about the story with the officer in Webster Groves. He did end up knowing my name and who I was and what I did. I don't think that affected anything, but at the end, the parting comment was, well, can't wait to hear this one on the radio. So there you go, officer. I hope you are listening this afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You know what? I feel like I did this last year, but we're going to do it again. Because 38 years ago today, in 1987... Clara Peller passed away at 86. You recognize the name?
Where's the beef?
That is correct.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
I still love... Do you know that that ad jumped? Wendy's sales went up 31% after that series and her Where's the Beef? Man, that is serious. What were you saying, Fred?
I know you'll believe this, but somewhere in my family, either my sisters, I don't have it, we still have a Where's the Beef Clara Peller washcloth.
Where would you even acquire such a thing?
I don't know where it came. It just showed up in the family.
And oh, my gosh. That's
been passed
awesome.
Down through the ages.
They do lists all the time, right? So, you know, favorite songs, best guitar songs. If they did a list of the most iconic commercials, you'd have to put that in at least in the top 10, if not in the top 5, because it was not only game-changing, effective marketing and advertising, but it became part of pop culture.
It really did. And that commercial is three old ladies. So, you know, that's not the popular thought of who can sell stuff. The fact that took off 31%, good for Wendy's. All right. Morgan Wallen just tied Elton John. I think I've got some Morgan in there.
I think you do.
He just tied Elton John for 39 non-consecutive weeks at the number one spot on Billboard Album 200 chart. She said, you don't want this heart, boy, it's
already broke. Told me and that's for the new record?
Yep.
Or, okay.
His song, What I Want, that's this, is number one right now. And this is 39 non-consecutive weeks at the number one spot. So the Beatles also did it, and of course they hold the record the most, 132 weeks.
Consecutive.
Yes. Yeah. Non-consecutive.
So in other words, this could have...
Correct.
Just to be clear, it drops out of the number one, then it pops back
That's
up?
That's correct.
Okay.
And T. Swifty, of course, is number two. She's done it 86 weeks. Elvis had 67. But Morgan Wallen just tied Elton John 39 non-consecutive weeks at the number one spot on the Billboard Album 200 chart.
It's a great song.
Yeah, Fred, I forgot you're into Morgan Wallen.
I have Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. All right, they've got a trailer now for the Office spin off the paper. Have you seen it?
No.
I have not.
Have
either.
You, Mark?
No, I've heard about it. I think we talked about it a few weeks ago, but I have not seen the ad or the trailer.
Are you a Office person? I kind of love those.
Oh, I did.
Did you?
I wasn't. Becky was into it a lot more than I was. I mean, I love Steve Carell. I love the characters. It wasn't one that I was completely addicted to.
Huh, that's fair. Well, this one, they've got the trailer out if this is your thing and you want to look it up. It's a 10-episode mockumentary series about a struggling newspaper staff in, of course, Toledo, Ohio. They have to mix it up. And it includes the return of a familiar face, Oscar Martinez. And at the end of the trailer, Oscar points to the documentary crew and says something like, quote, "Not again. I'm not agreeing to any of this." And so that's how it starts. So they've got 10 episodes. It premieres September 4th on Peacock. And they'll have 4 episodes there, and then 2 will be released each week after that through September the 25th. So if that's your thing, you may enjoy that.
Well, Oscar was always the HR guy that always, you know, brought everybody down, didn't he? With bringing reality
well,
to the office.
Yeah, it was that and Toby. Toby
oh,
did that.
Toby.
So
right.
Oscar was he money? He might have been money.
Oh,
I can't
okay.
remember.
And we, by the way, you know, there is strong St. Louis influence.
I think Ethan might have something to add here.
Oh, yes. Ethan?
Oscar was one of the accountants.
Thank you.
Toby was the HR guy that brought everyone down.
Okay, Toby was the guy. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oscar was super smart, and he was the one in the show that was gay.
Yes. And we had to
And
have...
he cheated on with Angela's husband that was the senator.
Oh, that's right.
Wow, you know
I forgot that
stuff.
He cheated with the senator.
Mm-hmm. But we,
oh,
you know, there's
dear.
So much strong Office connection with St. Louis because Jenna Fisher.
Yeah.
We had Ellie. Wasn't Ellie Kemper in that show?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Phyllis Smith is from St. Louis.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
three
it's
of the stars
cool.
from that show.
I wonder, I kind of wondered when I read this, whether they'll have cameos from the people from the past, because that would be awesome.
You would think they'll try to work that in.
They 100, I'd be shocked. It'd be a shame if they did not.
Agreed. Okay, this I found interesting. It's not something I've ever thought about, but there's a new trend of women ordering food with a man's name instead of their own. And this woman that I'm going to play here for you has gone viral after ordering with a female name and a man's name to see how the orders differ.
Okay, interesting.
Let's hear it.
I got the exact same order from Chipotle with a girly name, my name, and with a man's name. I changed my customer account name and everything. So let's see who they gave more food to. Ladies first, we're going to start with mine. This is Emily Joy. It's not a bad portion. And this one, I use the name Andrew. Feels a little heavy, but let's see. It looks a lot more full. This makes me really mad.
I don't know about that. That's like a one-off thing, right? I mean,
right.
And she's getting all the attention. We're giving her all the attention on her social media account for this.
They say it's a thing. It kind of makes me wonder. But I'm not surprised by it, but I don't know if it's a consistent thing or whether they... I don't know.
Well, I could tell you this much. If it's real, I'm never going to test it. Being that I am a man.
You want all
I'm
the
food. I'm going to stick with that.
But when these things come in from, you know, apps and everything,
Well, they go by name.
Okay, but what I'm saying, like the fast food workers, yes. Many of which are, there's not very good ones anymore. We know that. And I feel sorry for them because they're picked on by the customers because the customers are frustrated. But is that what they're looking at? They're looking at the name before they're looking at the food? I would think that this gets into such a routine that the name doesn't even matter to them. They're just making sure that the order is fulfilled.
Well, I mean, that I'm sure that there's a little of both. But I just found that interesting that somebody gave it a shot. But they say it's a new trend. So maybe someone that happened somewhere and then they thought, ooh, let's test this further and see if it works.
So it's probably now more of a TikTok thing.
Yeah, right. It's becoming a thing.
I got it.
Okay, I love the visuals of this. Chicago's annual Ducky Derby happened last week. This is the cutest thing. And they raised nearly $600,000 for the Special Olympics. But what they do is dump more than 82,000 rubber ducks into the Chicago River. And then people donate 10 bucks a duck for a chance to win prizes. And I guess one of the prizes was actually a car. It was a Trailblazer. Ooh. So the official results aren't out yet. But if you want to see a cute video, it's a dump truck pulling up to the Chicago River and just
dumping
82,000 rubber duckies. And then there's a guy who has to go by with like a pool skimmer and try to get them all out. Oh, it takes forever.
It's amazing. My brother-in-law, Glenn, was in charge of the duck drop in Steelville, Missouri a few years ago.
How many do they have,
I don't know, but it took a ton of volunteers. I was one of them in my whole family.
Wait, I got a little distracted here. What is the significance of it?
Well, it goes to Special Olympics.
But why is it a duck drop?
10 bucks a ducky. Okay.
And I think whoever crosses
into the lake first.
I gotcha.
So it's kind of a race. They don't really ever mention that.
Okay.
But I went on today because that happened last week and I thought, okay, let's get the results. They're like, these are still not official yet. And I thought, okay. And then when you read, it's because somebody wins a car, you could see how that would go. So they have to look up the numbers and make sure it was their duck. And finally, in Sue's news, I do this for Mark Reardon. It's totally random. There is a town called Zilwaukee in Michigan.
Really?
The founders chose the name in 1848 to try to confuse people who were planning to move to Milwaukee. So they accidentally would move there instead because they needed people. That is Zilwaukee, Michigan.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Isn't that great?
That's wonderful.
If it worked at all.
I have no idea if it works, but just the idea.
Whenever I told people I was saying, I think it still happens. Everybody thinks Milwaukee is Minneapolis, and the people get the geography wrong more often.
1,500 people in Zilwaukee.
That's great.
It was only partially
successful. They had terrible, terrible flooding up there in Milwaukee and in the suburbs, Wauwatosa, not too far from where I lived over. I mean, 13 inches of rain. It was crazy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
President Trump held a news conference this morning. Pete Hegseth was there. Janine Pirro. Pyro, I think I'm getting that wrong, right? Paul Morrow will correct me in a second. Here's what President Trump said.
Announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor, and worse. This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back.
Yeah, he says it's now under federal control.
Under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States, I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is? And placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control.
Fox News contributor Paul Morrow, he is the founder of a great website called theobsessed.org, is back with us this afternoon. Hello, Paul. How are you? Happy Monday to you.
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Mark.
What do you think about this move? You know, there's a lot of parallels between St. Louis and D.C. when it comes to crime. Obviously, much bigger city, much more things on display with the Capitol. But when I heard a lot of the details when I heard this news conference this morning, I couldn't help but, you know, thinking about St. Louis and the lack of police that we have and some of the out-of-control crime that we've experienced. But the president's had enough. The question would be, the Democrats are going to love trying to go at him on this, talking about, you know, taking democracy away. Was this a good move on the part of the Trump administration?
I think it was. I mean, it's a little bit part of Donald Trump's overall plan here to try to enliven and revivify America's cities, which are all failing across the board. I mean, what I've referred to on the air is the nutjob archipelago, because every possible pathology that the left can conjure is in play in all of our major blue cities. I mean, on the East Coast, you got Philadelphia, Baltimore, New York, even Boston now is starting to go. Washington, D.C., of course, St. Louis, as you say, Memphis, then you go to Chicago, then we can go out west to Oakland, San Francisco, L.A., Seattle, Portland. All of them are suffering under the same delusions that we can somehow or other social worker our way into safe cities, into cities that don't suffer from the dysfunction of homelessness and rampant crime, recidivism, things that we learned the hard way in the 80s and into the 90s. And the problem with them is that they worked. And the left just can't seem to countenance that. And so I think that Donald Trump's audience today was far bigger than Washington, D.C. A couple of times he made the point to expand the playing field. I think he was talking to the big city mayors of the country. D.C. is more amenable to what he's done here, obviously, because it's federal and there is legislation in place that he can invoke to do what he did today. But one thing about Donald Trump I've learned is that, you know, you certainly can't bet against him. And I have a feeling that he's got a follow-on plan here for New York likely next and many other cities across the board.
I had someone say to me, you know, I understand why he's doing this, but how would I feel if you had federal troops that were wandering around St. Louis, for example? And I said, well, I don't think I'd be really troubled by it because I don't think they're going to be showing that force during the daytime. It's at 1 a.m. when these kids look. Paul, we had this story from last week where these 14-year-old kids carjacked an Uber driver and they were brought into custody. They were let out because they were, you know, Ute offenders. Then they carjacked a Lyft driver. You can't even make this stuff up. So you got crime that's going on from 14-year-old kids on down the line. It's unacceptable. People don't feel safe in many parts of our city and many parts of your city. So
we just took back state control of our police department. We now have a police commission. Several years ago, we got rid of that because we were one of the few cities in the country that did not have, you know, local control. So we went to local control, complete failure. Crime numbers spiked. It didn't work. There was reluctancy, but a lot of people, including me, who were on board with local control, finally said, we got to go in the other direction because what we're doing now is not working.
Yeah, and you know, you guys had one of the worst prosecutors in the country, Kim Gardner.
Clearly.
And, you know, you're
yes.
thankfully rid of her, but she was really a paradigm for just ineptitude. And the functions there that were failing are failing everywhere. We have Alvin Bragg here, which is just another version of Kim Gardner, and you have them across the country. In Philadelphia, obviously, you have, and they got, thankfully, they got rid of Chesa Boudin out in San Francisco, but it hasn't improved much. And the thing that happened that I think I just, you know, should sensitize people to is that the left is very clever with this stuff. And they're relentless. It's a religion to them, and so they'll never give up. And when they saw the aperture that they could drive all of this stuff through after George Floyd, they got their entire wish list, and it happened everywhere. A lot of it was already on the march. But they institutionalized it this time. And what I mean by that is it's concretized in legislation. And so Jeanine Pirro today at the lectern in D.C. talked about it, where we have to change the law. We have to change the law. Because she's right. You can put in 1,000 yeah. cops. You can get the feds out there, and it's a prophylactic effect. You can stop people before it happens. But in terms of prosecuting after the fact and bringing cases that stick, raising the age to 18, which has happened in here in New York and other cities, federally, it is 18. Everybody gets charged as a youth offender. They go to family court. They get right out.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this reluctance to recognize that, you know, if nothing else, if you lock these people up, and I recognize that in some instances they're going to be quite young, but if nothing else, if you lock them up, at least they're not out there hurting other people. And the age of criminal responsibility here in New York was 16 during the height of broken windows. And I got to tell you, I think that there are a lot of people walking around out there who might have become recidivist perps and ruined their lives who didn't go that way because at 16 they felt the brush of the system and they got on the straight and narrow, which is something you never hear about. But instead, we've incentivized this sort of thing. And as you know, you and I've talked about this, the older, more organized perps will use the younger
yep.
kids, especially in D.C., for
exactly.
carjackings because they know they get away with
right.
it. And so these are things that just have been concretized, as I said, that they're locked in place by legislature. And in many of these blue cities and blue states, like, for instance, Illinois, you just are never going to get the kind of veto-proof majority on the right to undo this stuff. They knew that, and they locked it all in place. And it's almost like you just have to throw up your hands and say, well, this is what you want, and this is what you're going to get. But it really is a shame that we're going to give up the crown jewels of this country, which are our cities.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It really is. And we have our challenges here. There's no doubt. Let's talk about your friend Mamdani, everyone's friend in New York City, the next mayor.
There is no borough that will be free from Trump's cruelty. We will feel the pain of this legislation, whether we are in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, or Staten Island. And we will shine a light this week and every week on the costs of this vision that is coming out of Washington, D.C.
So he's not really talking about what he's going to do for New York City anymore. He's talking about what Trump is going to do to New York City and this threat of democracy. That seems to be the point of this tour here this week in all the boroughs.
Yeah, and, you know, classic Marxism, which is that he's not going to articulate any specific policies or programs and procedures that he's going to put in place that are going to make life better for average New Yorkers. All he just does is say affordability, 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 Donald Trump bad. And, you know, Robert Louis Stevenson, the British author, said that politics is the only profession for which it's thought no experience necessary. And this guy is absolutely the poster boy. He's never had a job. He's never had a real job. He's never run anything. He's been in government. He went from the classic academic government pipeline, which is, of course, the typical Marxist career path right out of academia and into telling the rest of us how we should live our lives despite never having to be, you know, brushed up by the real world. And as a result, he's got all this pie in the sky stuff that I'm sure sounds great in the teacher's lounge. But in the real world, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And he's promising free lunches. And all I can say is that, you know, we might have to go through what we went through here in the 70s and the 80s here in New York and across the country, in St. Louis as well, where the whole thing bottoms
out. Yep, I think that's where I am.
You know,
yeah, and unfortunately, that's where I think that's the camp that I'm in right now. But is it just me, or does he appear, because I guess the reality is settling in, he's the Democrat nominee. Typically, it's the Democrat nominee that's going to win the race. Curtis Sliwa is not going to win as a Republican. You have some independent candidates, but there does seem to be a realization that he's going to be the next mayor. And is he picking up more support because of that? He's getting some endorsements, isn't he?
Yeah, because everybody wants to be behind a winner. And a lot of the people that are endorsing him were running themselves for other things. And they all want him to give them jobs. And this always happens in government. In New York, it always happens. You see people start to align behind a presumptive winner. And I'm sure he's going to come through for it. You know, he's going to hand out deputy mayoralties like candy, and they'll all be on the public dime. And they, you know, we have, with every successive mayor since Giuliani, the size of New York City government has grown. Actually, I think Bloomberg did cut it a bit, but certainly under de Blasio and now under Mayor Adams. Mayor Adams started something like 15 brand new branches of city government, and it seems to have been just to employ his buddies. The city quality of life is, and the city just gets worse, but they're all employed, and so they're all lining up behind Mamdani. And as I said, you know, it's going to be amusing to watch him try to use social workers to keep the peace, to try to make the subways run, all the things that are failing here. He has no idea how to fix them. And unfortunately, right now, the last best hope here, and, you know, I want to bite my tongue for saying this, is Andrew Cuomo.
So even Eric Adams doesn't have a chance?
No, Adams is actually pulling behind Sliwa.
Oh, my.
And Adams, I think, Adams has forfeited his chance, and I'm sorry, but, like, I gave Adams a very good play right out of the gate. When a lot of people did not want to, you know, his reputation on the police department was less than stellar, but he managed his way into the, you know, Gracie Mansion, which is the mayor's mansion. And he's completely blown what was a golden opportunity. Having been a cop, but yet a Democrat, he had the option, he had the opportunity to really clean us up after the de Blasio years. He said a lot of this stuff as he was running. And instead, as I said, he just expanded government, started new commissionerships and new branches and the undersecretary of this and a special czar for that. And they half of them have been indicted. The other half had to resign, and they seem to be awaiting indictment. He himself was indicted. Donald Trump saved him. And
yeah,
it's
a mess.
Really just,
you guys got a mess.
He just created a mess, and he just blew it. And he had the opportunity to be transformative because we were already bottoming out after de Blasio. And he just didn't have the chops to do it. And I'm sorry, at this point, you got to give up on him.
So what I would say just from afar, if you're looking at Cuomo or Mamdani, I don't know that either one of them is better than the other. I mean, if Andrew Cuomo, oh, my God. So I think that rock bottom, hitting rock bottom with Mamdani might be the better choice for New Yorkers. We'll have to see. Paul, always great to hook up with you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, take care. Michelle Tafoya after 5 o'clock. There's a bit of a cheerleader controversy with the Vikings. We'll talk about that and a bunch of other stuff. Frank Cusimano from KSDK is here, and I want to talk about the Cardinals and some other things. But I have it on good authority, Frank, that you and your wife saw Soul on Fire, the John O'Leary movie, in a sneak preview last week, and I hear it's pretty darn good. Can you give us a quick review?
Oh, my gosh. It was just riveting. Let me tell you, it's one of those movies, like, you know, like Brian's song, there's
yes.
probably like 3 moments that really gets you. Well, there's like 10 moments. I mean, whether he's reunited with the PT or the Jack Book moments or the romantic moments with his wife. I mean, I'm telling you, you get more emotional watching this movie, and you feel great about it, too. It's not like a sad emotion. You just, wow, it's powerful. The word to describe it is freaking powerful.
John, of course, has gone on to be a very successful motivational speaker, author, and now film producer. He literally set himself on fire. He was, you know, everybody thought he wasn't even going to make it. And Jack Buck, the legendary Cardinals broadcaster, becomes a huge part of the story. And John will tell you he saved his life. And Hollywood came a calling here. And not only did they come a calling, but they filmed the movie here in St. Louis. They have an October release date, which is huge because that shows confidence in the film. And some very special people like Frank are able to see this film. I've heard really good things, so that's good to hear.
Yeah, and I called Joe Buck and Julie like right afterwards and said, if it's possible, I love your dad even more now. That's how good it is.
That's William H. Macy playing Jack Buck. All right, the Cardinals win a series against the Dodgers, and they take 2 of 3 from the Cubs, and the Cubs have been struggling a little bit. In the meantime, the Brewers just keep winning in that division.
Yeah, the Brewers you can't be concerned about. What you should be concerned about is you're only 3.5 games out of the third and final wild card playoff spot, and you only have to pass 2 teams. The odds are still not great, but you know, I just left the ballpark, and you can't tell those guys they think they're out of it. I mean, from Alec Burleson to Nolan Gorman, that game wasn't just a victory last night. That was like really, hey, we won a series. It was national television. We're only 3.5 back. I mean, that was galvanizing, that win last night.
There's a lot of things, Frank, that are working right now that are looking good for this club. You could talk about a lot of the youth and how guys are taking advantage of opportunity. But I tell you what, I think the biggest bright spot right now for me is since the trade deadline, how impressive those new young guys in the bullpen have been in those high leverage spots. What have you taken from Riley O'Brien, Matt Swanson, some of these guys that have taken advantage of the opportunity?
Yeah, and some of them really aren't that young. They're new. Like, I think Riley O'Brien is almost 30, but he's got electric stuff. And I remember at spring training a couple of years ago, Ali was so disappointed that he got hurt at the end because his stuff it's explosive. So, we gave up 3 relievers. And by the way, Ryan Helsley has an ERA in the 6s with the Mets. The guys that we brought up and given a chance have really stepped up and pitched well. The problem is this. You're going to have starters other than Sonny Gray and Michael McGreevy come through. Like, tonight's a perfect opportunity. The Rockies are starting a guy who actually has worse numbers than Miles Michaelis. You've got to win this game. You've got to win this game against a terrible Rocky starter.
Yeah, that's the problem. You get into like a series like this where you should pretty much, the math would tell you should sweep. The Rockies have only won like 30 games the whole season. I think that's a slight exaggeration. But
no,
look,
it's literally 30.
Terrible.
30
games. Right. But you just hope that it's not one of those. Well, what did they lose the series when they went to Denver a couple weeks ago?
They did. Yep.
Yeah. So there you go. Anything is possible. But look, it was fun to see, the Cardinals play well. That game on Saturday, we can forget about that. But Friday night and last night with the national TV audience was awesome. The soccer team win and even scored some goals over the weekend, Frank.
Yeah, really, I think their best win of the season. Nashville's really good. They're one of the top teams in the MLS. It was their first win in 27 days, but they got up 3-0 on a really good team. And, I tell you what, this David Critchley, I'm not for certain if he listens to Tony Robbins, but in the middle of all these losses and just all these ties, he's just the most positive guy ever. I hope they give him a long look to become the head coach. So he's really he's been good. He's been good as a head coach.
Frank, we will talk on Friday afternoon. Hopefully the Cardinals will have closed that gap in the wild card just a little bit more.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye, bud. Take care.
We'll see.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles.
Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.